Who is Gergen? Is that somebody that knows anything? Well, you must not be too bright then, because he's giving prices that are bigger than me. Yes. Price says in his speech that we have cut individual income taxes by $22 billion. Now, I ask Gergen the question as to whether or not we have cut taxes, whether we have provided. I didn't give a shit whether it was 69 or what year, whether our tax cut was the biggest in history. He said no. $8 billion, and then he went into percentages and all that crap. I'm not caring about percentages. I'm caring about the gross number. Understand? And so if he gave Price $22 billion, gives me $8 billion, I know what the hell the score is. Well, then fine. Then fine. Let's go further. Just say, how much have we cut taxes? Have we not cut taxes in this administration? We haven't provided the biggest tax cuts in this administration. And, you know, which he knows what the hell the question is, because that's what Price had in his document. That's the point he was making, the $22 billion cut. And the other figure, the only other one, he was comparing corporate with this and the other thing. But get somebody on it who's thinking politically. What he says is that the largest, he goes back to 64, he says the largest cut in individual income tax in 48 when they were reduced by 22%. I don't give a shit about the percent, because the actual dollar then was only $4 billion. Even by that, it was $8 billion in 69. Then he goes on to say that the largest individual tax was the cut, but then I can't tell whether it's individual income or it was 9 2/10. I would think that was individual only. And he said the 1969 figure is 11%. I'm not caring about the percentage. I'm caring only about the amount. And it has to be a hell of a lot more than 8 3/10 in order to prove the other point. I mean, other than the other points. I just want to know, what was the tax cut? How much tax cuts did this administration provide? We have provided the biggest tax cuts of any administration in history. Just find out whether that is true or not true. He's being terribly technical, you know. Like for example, I asked him about the CEA thing. I know what it is, 31% of our national income. Let me tell me that it's about 31% of our national income is collected in taxes. I understand that. See what I mean? Only minutes ago. The question is, would the addition in taxes require that $140 billion budget, what does that make? In other words, you get my point. At the present time, with a budget of approximately $250 billion, 31% of our national income explained the price. I just want them here because they've got some things in their drafts. See what I mean? That I want to check out. Just bring them up, and I'll see what the hell I can do. Well, let me see. Their damn drafts again and see whether I think Andrews can hack it. If he can, it's easier to do it because he's worked before. That's a thing that sort of impressed me about your analysis, that we are going to be doing it. We're going to be hitting it over and over and over again at the campaign. And I don't feel very comfortable, frankly, standing up before the people bragging about what I've done. It's just not my style. Well, John's point is that most people aren't going to hear it. Of course, he's naturally... Yeah. sure it is. If his figure of $22 billion is correct, then he has in prices draft. I don't think Price would have it in unless it's correct. See? So it must be that Price has got another year in there. What happens, you see, is this. What has happened here is this. The Durbin is looking at it in terms of the year 69. What he doesn't realize